Welcome to the Introductions Necessary podcast, a daily introduction to the contributions of women working in STEM fields. Even some of the brightest people sometimes hit roadblocks along the way, but being rejected by her dream schools, Harvard and MIT, didn't stop Sabrina Pesursky. Selected from the waitlist at MIT, she quickly started making her mark, earning the Freshman Award for Entrepreneurship. In 2012, she worked as part of the CMS program at the Large Hadron Collider at CERN in Switzerland. Graduating the same year with the highest grade point average possible at MIT, she was also the first woman in 20 years to graduate at the top of an undergraduate program at the school. During an invited talk at MIT's Center for Theoretical Physics, she introduced the triangle, now known in theoretical physics fields as the Pesursky-Strominger-Zubodov triangle, which has been described as a universal triangle connecting soft theorems, symmetries, and memory in gauge and gravitational theories. Her first publication was accepted by the Journal of High Energy Physics within 24 hours of its submission, and her second paper was recommended as an editor's suggestion in the Physical Review Letters. After earning her doctorate from Harvard and spending time as a postdoc researcher at the Princeton Center for Theoretical Science, Dr. Pesursky joined the faculty of the Perimeter Institute in 2021, and 2 years later was named the deputy director of the Simons Collaboration on Celestial Holography at the Institute. Her research interests lie in quantum fields and strings, and she is leading her team in uniting our understanding of space-time with quantum theory by encoding our universe as a hologram. Recognized by many media outlets for her work in physics, she has also been lauded by the U.S. White House for her work with Let Girls Learn in 2016, and by the U.S. Embassy in Moscow for her efforts in promoting STEM education for girls in Russia the next year. She was also recognized by the Annenberg Foundation for promotion of STEM education for girls in Cuba. But before all the accolades, grants, and scholarships, she was already an accomplished aircraft builder and pilot. Taking her first flying lesson in 2003, she started building her own airplane from a kit 3 years later. This single-engine airplane would be certified as airworthy in 2008. Holding Canadian and U.S. solo flight permits, she is also an FAA-authorized experimental aircraft test pilot and motorcycle enthusiast. Introductions Necessary is a production of 9-Hour Films. Our music was composed by Kristen Baum. Please visit our website, introductionsnecessary.com, to listen to previous episodes and learn more about the women featured in this program. We would love for you to introduce yourself to us on Patreon. You'll get the latest updates and find out how to support the podcast on patreon.com/9hourfilms. Thank you for listening.